seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
I was a little disappointed with the video too. It was just like, oh, everything was good. Oh, and then you see her.
And it was just, it would, if it was like a different kind of cameo, something random and cute is one thing, but like to stop the music and make this whole moment like the baddest fucking in the room, I'm like.
I keep telling people that if Nikki would have announced her pregnancy during that time, that talk about the internet going crazy.
This is how the internet would have been crazy. If that video would have happened and then Nikki, pregnant, was the one walking down, still on her...
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Like, that would have made everything explode. Like,
no. Like, Nikki, Cardi, and Megan would have been trending.
Man, they don't want it. They don't want it bad enough. But right. We'll get there.
Yes, we'll get there. Let's go ahead and do this thing.
All right, let me know when we're on so I don't sound crazy.
Okay, here we go. Cause it when he eat it, hey, yo. What's up, world? We're back at it again with another motherfucking episode of Hear Me Out. And this time, I got my main man, the music man himself, the Don B in the building.
Yes.
Welcome. How you doing?
I'm great. I need you to send me that soundboard. I need one so bad.
You know,
the one I have is terrible. I'll stop using it.
One thing I love about podcasting is like there's really no rule, so you can insert and take out and add sound effects and edit how you want, and it's just like the dopest things. I have turned like 3-hour conversations into like 30 minutes.
Oh man, you need to, like, I'm a very lazy editor, so you need to, like, do a tutorial for me. Like, maybe we can sit down, you can tell me ways to put stuff in. I'm like, oh, it'd be so funny if I put this here, put that there, and then 20 minutes into it, I'm like, publish. Here's our episode, I'm tired.
You're like, title, description, all right, there you are, world, until next week.
Right.
Yeah, so welcome to Hear Me Out, the Don B. It's been a while. We've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. Tell the people about you, your name, where you're from, all the things that you got going on.
Hello, world. My name is Don B. I am a stylist and also a podcast host, co-host person, I guess you could say. I co-host Off Black the Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms and also on WXSJ 97.3 if you're in the Miami area. That's what I'm doing. I'm out here to live my life. I'm, like I said, between podcasting and the fashion right now, that's kind of taking up most of my time. Blessed to still have stuff to do with everything going on. But yeah, I'm just out here doing my thug thizzle.
Yes, you out here. You grinding. You on radio stations and everything. You know, I plan to be just like you.
Listen, if we can have that conversation, I can get you on.
You know what? Off
when
mic.
You're ready.
Off mic topic. Yes.
Off mic.
We will definitely do that. So for everyone that's listening, I don't know if you guys heard our previous episode, but me and the Don B, we did an episode, the Ludacris and Nelly versus episode called Missed Opportunities, because there was a lot. Speaking of missed opportunities, we'll just dive into just music, because that's what you're known for in my book, and I love it. The WAP video. The wet ass pussy video. I enjoyed it. I just, that like 15 seconds, just like the rest of the world, we could have just removed it and better women, influencers, or whoever you wanted to put there could have been there. But I really just think it was a missed opportunity. And I think I'm starting to see like the Nikki hate train that everyone is saying now. Just from watching this video, I was like, oh, because that could have easily just been Nikki having her 15 seconds, turning to the side, showing her baby, and then
Yeah.
I mean, she's pregnant. So, I mean, what better opportunity? I feel like
it would have just been really legendary. And the whole thing really frustrates me because I feel like at this point, like, I don't think it's a Nicki hate train. I really kind of feel like Nicki did this to herself, like, in a way. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's there's a train now, but I feel like she was a conductor for a little bit. She was trying to ride this whole little villain role thing and this whole thing, and now it's kind of got out of control. And now there's newer, younger girls coming up, and they're all banding together, so now it's just like everybody's anti-Nicki. But it didn't have to be that way. Yeah. Like, I feel like the Cardi stuff was very petty in the beginning, and so not to say it was her fault on both ends, but we know when you're the established one, you can control the narrative, right?
Exactly.
So now that we have stuff like this, I'm like, if the three of them had put this song together, I probably would have like spontaneously combusted. But it's like, I feel robbed as a listener because it's like, y'all get y'all shit together. Like, y'all would have been everything. Even if she wasn't on the song, if she was just
in the video
with the Kylie part, you know what I mean?
And like, I'm just very curious of how like the whole conversation went with like who they picked to be in this video. Because it's kind of like...
I mean, you know what it is, though. Like, strippers? The Jenner Kardashian thing, like, that's a machine. So, it's like, you know, niggas is going to support. Wow. But if you put Kylie in there, now you got all the white people being like, yes, Kylie's in the video with Megan. You know what I mean? It's like that stint. You need that. As much as people want to act like it's all crossover, it's really not, you know? So, Kylie was like the crossover
but
moment.
Okay, so do you feel like with her being in the video... So I've seen like some people, like white people on the internet, you know, like some of the politicians and Carol Baskin and all this other shit. If Kylie wasn't in the video, I don't feel like the white people, like the white viewing, would have watched this.
Exactly. Exactly. So I get why they did it.
But I see like now that they're speaking out about like, oh my gosh, this is derogatory. Like it's like hate towards the black community now. And I'm just like,
oh, of course.
I just hate it.
I'm telling everybody that likes the song, play that stuff, no mind, because every song is nasty. We listen to nasty music our whole lives. Like, it's a very tired narrative. Like, don't let these people rile you up. They're just trying to poke at us. Like, the song is everything. And if you don't like it, listen to it. But, like, I feel like I've been hearing that role model bullshit about celebrities since I was a kid. And I'm like,
I fucking hate it. They're like, they are supposed to be... No, they are not.
No, they are not.
I mean, I just... Turn the TV off if you don't want to see it.
I want to see it, so...
That's how I look at it.
More for me, please.
Thank you.
Pass the WAP to me, please.
Okay, put it on repeat.
That's a little more on my plate, if you don't mind.
Can I get a remix, please? And
hello. Thank you. And will Nicki please just sit her ass in the background? Like, can y'all please just put...
Yes, can we get an extended version of, like, the video? Like, yeah.
If that wasn't... The only way it could be any better, I was expecting it to be, like, when the music stopped. I thought it was going to be... I mean, it would be great if it was Nicki or, like, some other, like, legendary bad bitch. You know what I mean? Like, an older generation. Mm-hmm. Somebody that, like, is, like, older but still looks really, really good. You know what I mean? Like, I was thinking it was going to be, like, somebody, like, amazing, but I was just shocked when the camera panned it was her. The music stopped.
Yo, I didn't even, like, I was like, watching it. Really I was like, who could this be? Like, I literally, like, and then, you know, that little glimpse. I was like, I don't even want to watch the rest of this movie or a video, whatever it is. I do feel like I was robbed.
Yeah. Hashtag missed opportunities part two.
Yeah.
But I'll have my time to make these decisions pretty soon. So y'all gonna be calling me quick, ask me for video concepts because I'm like, what was that? And then Armani was in there working overtime, busting her ass, trying to entertain you niggas.
For her little 10-second cameo, if you didn't, why wasn't she walking down the hallway and Kylie could have just been standing there? I would have been satisfied with that.
Yeah. The way they were opening the doors and it was like random bitches in each one. Kylie could have been one of the bitches in the room. And Normani's like choreo should have been like sprinkled in throughout the whole video. Like it should have been like cuts to her and then doing that.
Normani ate the whole scene. They was like, yeah, so we want you in this video. She was like, oh, when? Oh, I got my designer. Let's get to work. She plays no games.
Or It even could have been, I mean, this is my marketing brain going, because this is what I do. I'm like, I'm in the industry already. I'm thinking, why wasn't the College Universe? Why wasn't there Rihanna? Because that could have been a triple marketing thing, because she had Savage Fenty. She Megan's a sponsor for that. So was Normani. Like, I'm like, Rihanna is pretty much like the queen of bad bitchery at this point, if you want to say that, of this generation. So, like, that would have been everything. You know what I mean?
If it was Rihanna. I don't know. That's crazy. You know what? I just pray that I have a team that will tell me when it's right and wrong. And, like, if I say no, it's right, just make sure I understand the risk after I put it on.
Right.
That's right. All I ask.
I do feel like the song is, like, stronger than the Kylie Backlash, at least. You know what I mean? So
the song is definitely stronger. I'm ready for a remix. Yeah. This is what Hot Girl Summer should have been.
You know what? I didn't want to say that. Yes. But it really should have been that. Like, Hot Girl Summer felt really lazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like when they were coming together, I was like, oh, they're going to have, like, this is what I pictured it being, like, a song together that's going to be, like, dope. Not a remix. It's my Elsa's song. It's, like, and that verse that Nicki put on it sounded like something she wrote maybe a couple of years ago.
Now, who don't follow me? He said.
She's like, let me go through this book. I'll do this one. You know, it just felt very just like of the moment and just put together. It's like, can we just really do it? Like, not halfway?
We deserve it. I still say that I was excited when Megan was just going to put it out. But I'm really curious of what the song sounded like without Nicki. Like, what did they sacrifice? But
right, to put
Untold stories in hip hop.
Yeah, one day we'll read a book sometime. I'm still holding out hope it's going to happen. If I have to make it happen when I step into on the scene, then that's fine. But if I have to get on the scene and drag each and every one of you hoes by your hair and make you stand here and do this without looking at each other, we are getting a new generation ladies' night.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing it.
Cardi allegedly in her, interview on the Breakfast Club said that Lil Kim approved it.
For like a ladies' night?
Yeah, that she gave her blessing.
I love that. Like, so, I'm making it happen, and you all will do it. I don't care who's not getting along. Everybody's doing it.
I'm like, friends. And I hope
give me
Kim,
one day of your time. Stand here to your part. You gotta look at her. Give me your verse. Move. Go home. Who's next? Like, if I gotta do one at a time and edit together, I will. But we need that. The culture needs that.
Is it gonna be video, though, or is it just gonna be audio?
The video would never happen unless you did it separate. Same, you know, on some like motorsport shit. You know what I mean? They're going to be recording off in green rooms across the country. And we'll have to splice it together like they're in the same room. Doing the choreography.
Solo. If they can do a video, because I know the track could already be fire. Mm-hmm. If they can do a video with everyone, like how Kim and Missy and Left Eye and Aaliyah and Mary J was all like on the beach with coconuts, like same outfits, but still in their own vibe.
Amazing. And Missy can produce this one too.
Missy can still produce it and still have a hook at the end of it.
And still have a hook. How legendary would that be? Let's go. So, Nicki, Megan, Cardi, obviously. It was four on the original, so it has to be only one more.
It was.
Who were the other new girls?
Wait, you said Nicki, Cardi, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see Rihanna thrown in there.
Who?
Rihanna.
Oh, she was rapping a part instead of singing. That would be dope.
Yes.
That would be really, really dope. Yeah, because I feel like Rihanna and Beyonce are low-key rapping on the same level as these girls. You know, with the rapping, I'm like, so this sounds a lot better than some of the stuff I'm hearing.
You already know Beyonce is like my new favorite rapper. She be spitting bars.
She, if you really, bars, like, whether Jay-Z's writing or not, she's delivering it. Speed up the flow, slowing down the flow, changing it up.
That's what I tell people that it's not even about, like, if people write your bars, because we know there are songwriters out here, so let's not act stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, it's all about the delivery. It's stage presence. Like, if I give you this song, what are you going to do? I gotta feel it and everything. So I think it
could be done. Did you ever see? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say I think it could be done.
Oh, definitely. Off top subject a little bit about Beyonce rapping. Did you see whenever Ape Shit came out? Quavo did an interview because you know that the track to Ape Shit was Amigos' track.
Yeah.
Originally. You can hear the scoo, scoo, scoo in the background. It's very Amigos. You know how they are. but that was like their track, whatever. And they produced it, gave it to them. But obviously, Beyonce and Jay-Z did their own thing. And they were like, oh, you know, that track is so fire. Like, was it hard letting that one go? And did they, like, do what you thought they were going to do with it? Like, the, you know, did you appreciate what they did to it? He was like, appreciate, man. Like, they took it to a level I never thought it could be. He was like, I guess because, like, they... I guess he maybe heard, like, the beginning of it, like, Jay-Z's part, like, one of Beyonce's rap. But then, you know, she has that verse at the end. Mm-hmm. And he was like, she came in with that verse at the end, and then these niggas performing it, and she got choreography and shit blowing up, and it was just a funny thing. Like, he was just, like, so blown away and, like, real humbled that they did that. It was a cute interview.
So I gotta go watch that.
I don't remember who was interviewing him, but it was one of the radio niggas, but it's, like, just Quavo talking about Ape Shit. And it was really, really cute. I could tell, like, that's exciting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Beyonce doing one of your songs, like.
I would be, yeah. like, ecstatic if Beyonce was like, yeah, so can I get that off your hands? Take it all.
Take it. What do you
would mean? Would you like my next album, too, while you at it? Because there's some samples out there. You can have it.
No, I don't want payment. I don't deserve payment from you. You're Beyonce.
The fact that he can say that in interviews is like more credibility than actually like getting money from the woman. I don't know if she paid him or not, but you know.
Oh, I'm sure they got paid down. I'm sure, but still, I wouldn't. Yeah, that's crazy. Anyways, what we're talking about? We're talking about WAP.
Oh damn! How'd we get to the Migos and Beyonce?
That's what I do.
Yes, WAP was great. So question, what's your listen lately? Who you been listening to? Any new songs? Any new artists? I know you be out here working with people and shit, so
I do here and there. Got some artists that a few guys like I work with that just like are kind of like coming up with me here and there, and also through the radio station too. Cross marketing. I do interviews for them. Mm-hmm. So I meet a lot of indie artists because we do like press packages over there. So they won't be on my show, but eventually. But for the station, we'll do like interviews, just kind of get a backstory, and then photo shoot kind of video, like a whole little social media package.
Oh, that's so dope.
So that, reach out to me. I can definitely get you set up if that, if you're ready to get started on that. But that's how I meet all these different artists. So I listen to a lot of new people. Dre Ben Frank, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he is out of Tampa. He's making some buzz. He's done some touring around the U.S. His new single out called Lots of Love.
Okay.
So get up on Apple Music. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm trying to immerse myself in like my friend's music. Because my music, I listen to pretty much the same stuff over and over. Like I have playlists that I just play at random, and it's just all old stuff. Like, for me to listen to something new, it has to be somebody that I already like listen to, or you trick me into listening to it, or it's one of my people, you know?
Right.
I love new music, but I gotta be like, hey, have you heard this song? You gotta introduce it to me, because normally I'm just like lost in my own world of like nostalgia.
I'm the same way. So I listen to like the same playlist. I'll just make a playlist. Like when I make a playlist, like the playlist cloud just comes over. I'm like, oh, let's just stop. Let's just make one really quick. Like for like the last 2 weeks of my favorite songs that I've been listening to. So I definitely know about just being in like your own zone, and you might hear that, but it was good, but let me go back to my world over here. So that's dope. It's called balance.
Yeah, for sure. So a little bit of both.
Yeah.
What about you? What are you listening to right now? What's going on?
I've tapped into Avery Wilson.
He sings, man.
And we share the same birthday.
Oh, really? What's your birthday?
July 18th. So,
Leo?
Cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah, so...
You're on the cusp.
Yeah, well, everybody says that, but the cusp is absolutely... Well, it's the 22nd, but yeah. I see what you guys are doing. What was I going to say? Yeah, so Avery Wilson, really dope R&B artist, sings Down for the Gods. And Eric Bennett lately, too. He got some really, he got some really good smoking songs that I like, so.
Absolutely. Classique.
Yes.
But yeah, that damn Avery, man, his voice is amazing. I can't wait till he gets this Just Do. I mean, he has music out, but I feel like when he makes the big, like, because that I feel like the industry is shifting and it's going back to those bigger voices.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look, like, it's all brewing under the surface. Everybody's just like, there's no real music anymore, and people are like, R&B is dead, and da da da. But that, if you look at how music goes, it goes in cycles and shifts. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, the last time we were in this kind of era, it was like 70s and 80s, right? Mm-hmm. So 70s is when it was like everything was like disco, and there was R&B back then, but the biggest thing was like disco and dance and party music and all, and happy hippie music.
Mm-hmm.
That was huge. And back then, everybody was just like, oh, real R&B is dead, and nope, everybody just wants to sing this disco shit. That was like the turn off because everyone wanted to party.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to the 80s, and then the 80s is more like hip hop gets introduced, and then you have like all the small boy singers. I hate to say it like that, but you know, like that's when they get the Madonnas and the Janets and like people that did the dancers, you know what right. I'm saying? Legends, but I'm just saying, like, it wasn't like he had not very many big voices, and then the 90s roll around, and we got Whitney, Mariah, you know what I mean? Everybody's just Celine, all the girls are coming around, and then we went through like the 10, 15 years of just big voice singing. And then that died off, and now nobody's really singing right now. So if you look on YouTube, all the like indie singers, those are all, everybody's amazing. Like, it's just like, I feel like we're right on the cusp of it turning again. So like the same way it was
before,
you know, everybody was talking about, it'll swing back around, R&B's gonna be on top again, and then it'll go away again. Like, it's how it happens.
I need to dive into indie artists a little bit more. Just cause, I mean, I need to support independent artists.
I do it more. Because what I do is I listen to like a lot of YouTube like covers and stuff. So I don't really know much about the actual artists. I feel bad, but I'll have their covers saved on playlists, listen to them over and over and over. I'll go to their page and listen to all their stuff. But I should probably like look them up and actually buy their albums.
You know what else I've been doing on YouTube? Listening to mashups.
Oh, I love mashups.
Made a whole playlist. I was like, thank y'all. Thank y'all for being creative out there.
We had exchange playlists of those because I have some. I have playlists too of mashups that I love.
Yes. So I found one of Aaliyah, Can I Come Over, and her Focused. Let me tell you.
Stop.
Perfect transition. When I tell you, I'm like, wait, no, Aaliyah, can you come back to Earth so we can really have this, like, on a stage? Bruh.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about my life has changed.
I had one by Aaliyah. Let me see. I got to pull my playlist up because which one was it? I got to find it. It was Rock the Boat and...
I want you to rock the boat, rock the boat.
Okay, you're not gonna believe this. So I don't know how familiar you are with Selena, but it was Aaliyah and Selena. They did, like, Selena's like a big Tejano artist. She passed away. Very similar to Aaliyah. She passed away right before she was going prime, you know.
Oh, okay.
They both died at the same age. Really kind of crazy story. So somebody did a mashup of, like, Selena's biggest song was the song Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. They mashed that up with Rock the Boat. Even if you've never heard the song, I'll send it to you because... Mm-hmm. It's like, if you went up with a glass of wine and you walk right, you know, twerking around your house by yourself, like, it is
the... Yeah, talk about being 30 and up. That is the new wave. Glass of wine, listening to music, what?
And then there's a good Mariah Carey and Bruno Mars mashup that I live for.
What?
Yeah, it's emotions mixed with That's What I Like. That's what I like. It's perfect. It's in the same key. The beat is the exact same. It's the same speed. I'm like, how do y'all think of this stuff? Like,
yo, shout out to creatives out there.
Yeah, you know what? We're gonna be better about naming them. Shout out to Rowan Nair. That's what the band's name. Roannair. I listen to it every day, and I feel like I should shout that out because it is, this is it right here.
Thank you, because I need to start shouting people out.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but anyway, so thanks, Rowan, wherever you are.
Yeah, shout out to you, sir.
I'm sure you're listening.
Yeah. Ooh, question about like creatives and podcasting. Do you think podcasters should get paid for streams?
Yes.
Just like artists, right?
Yes.
I was trying to, because that was a thread on Twitter. You know, the good old Twitter always be having these good old conversations back and forth. But I think it's important that creatives like us, or even like people that like type blogs up, get paid for clicks and everything, because our voice is important. As much as Joe Rogan and T.I. and Michelle Obama voice are important, our voice is important too. And I mean, who wants to do something for technically free for X amount of years before your voice is heard? Granted, not saying everyone is doing it for the fame or the money, but you know, it's hard out here working 9 to 5 and still trying to do this and then have a family and social life and no.
No, it's hard.
So
I feel like it's just kind of like any industry. It's like it's just set up so that you have to literally claw your way to like some kind of relevance. And yeah, I don't know how you change that, but I feel like there just should be something in place to, even if it's just like minimal, you know what I mean? Like, 50 cents a stream or something, a dollar, you know what I mean? Something will add up.
Right.
Like, because, you know, you do get paid for them over time with sponsorships, stuff like that, but, like, that depends on, like, listeners and how many you get and all that. It takes a really long time, unless you're a Joe Rogan or Michelle Obama, that can get sponsored by somebody, because their shows aren't off listeners. They sign contracts. They're getting paid regardless. They're just showing up and doing it, you know?
Literally.
And they have people that do all the hard stuff for us, whereas we are coming up with our own content, writing our own scripts, editing our own stuff, and putting it out. Like, I wish that there was something, maybe the platform we use could monetize it better. Because let's be real, Anchor, I know you're listening. I'm sorry, but y'all got it. Like, y'all got it. Throw me a couple of dollars. I'm working real hard over here. Marco's working hard.
Can you just throw some, just some change, some dollars over here, you know? Because, you know, your boy's pockets can get a little bit more full, you know?
I mean, always. But we'll get there.
Yes, one day.
On the way. It's very close.
Did you see the freshman class of 2020?
Like the EXO magazine?
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet. Let me see. This is, I'm going to be like an old uncle right now. I'm like, who
are you? There's a lot of people. So I only know two people. No, three, I lied.
Why did this to myself? I'm going to look at it and be like...
Yeah, so I know Mulatto. I know Rod Wave. Oh, I was listening to Rod Wave, too. And I think I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Chica? Chaka? She's a...
You know, I don't know.
I follow her on Instagram. And she be going live and rapping and doing snippets and shit.
Okay, NLE Choppa, or however you say that. I know who that is. I'm good. Look at me knowing the new kids.
Okay, new kids on the block. I know Rod Wave.
Look, I'm still with it, y'all.
We just uncles over here, you know, just trying to live our best life.
We just work. When I wasn't working 17 different jobs, I had time to be up on all this shit.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm going to get into it. I do like to check it out every year and then go and, like, randomly, like, listen to, like, the people and just see if I like something. I was going to hit shuffle and just, I'll give you three chances. And the first three songs, if you catch me on something, it's like, okay, I'll add you.
Okay.
If I'm not liking the first two, it's like, all right, you're out.
Oh, so three chances, huh?
I mean, when I say three chances, like, I'm hitting play. First song, I don't like it, skip. That was your first chance. I don't, like, go all the way through. Like, I have a very short attention span with music because I know what I like, you know? So,
the Don B said, five. Nope, we're just going to go to the next track. Well, I'm not wasting no time here. Yeah, so another thing I want to pick your brain about, because I've also seen that Drake is like the number one artist and rapper and all this other shit, you know, that we see on the blogs and things. How do you feel about that statement?
I mean, I would agree. I don't think for right now, I don't think to be like number one or the king or the top of the moment necessarily means that you are the best. Okay. But it's just, if you take everything into account industry-wise, I feel like he is that nigga of the moment, you know? Like, he surpassed, like, there's, like, the hot new artist trend, and then there's the person that's really popular. I mean, like, Beyonce, you know, Beyonce was just, like, in Destiny's Child, she was contemporary. They were competing with everybody else. When she was solo, it was like, okay, Beyonce's clearly over here, and the girl's over here. Now, she's, like, here, to the point where she can do whatever she wants, she can drop whatever she wants. I feel like Drake's kind of getting to that level now. Like, he's not having to keep up with the new kids and put out stuff all the time. Like, he drops up when he wants to. It always goes number one. It always sells. Like, he has the full industry push behind him that everybody gets once in their career. So he's like right now that nigga. But that does not at all mean that he's the best, because I don't get it at all. And I haven't even heard his last album.
I
listened to it, the beginning of it, and I got sleepy two or three songs in, and you know my three strike rule. So I was like,
I enjoyed Drake. I'm just, like, battling with everybody saying, like, oh, he has more hits with the Beatles. You know, I will never take away from, like, you know, his creativeness. But, like, when people are like, oh, he has more hits than the Beatles. Yeah, okay, so I get that. Let me say this correctly. So, yes, he might have more hits than the Beatles. But also, the Beatles never did features. So, how many songs are just Drake by himself versus the Beatles, and then we can say the statement Drake has more hits than the Beatles, you know?
Thank you.
That's how I look at it, and I'm like, I'm not saying like he's not the best. He's a great rapper. He has some really good albums and shit. But I'm just like, y'all really just Now it's like streams, and he's been jumping on people's track, which is great because we appreciate it, because everybody got to do that. But you're not about to sit here and discredit, like, Whitney Houston and the Beatles and Prince and everybody else before your time.
I have a lot of feelings about this topic, and you said that perfectly. The new kids need to understand that basically anything post 2000, from 2010 to here, I don't count any records broken since then towards the old one. It's impossible to compare it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not the same at all. Like, in the 90s, you could not just get on your phone. Who had a fucking phone, first of all? And second of all, just be like, click, I want to hear this now. Like, from when people had those when the Beatles set those records, when Frank set his records, when Michael set his records, when Mariah set her records, people had to get out of their seats, get in the car, drive down the street, and pay money for this
to pick tape. This up.
You know, to pick up the song. They sold singles at the time. You had to go and buy that. If you can afford it, hopefully you can afford the album, you know, $14 or whatever, and you go buy that. Like, people had to go out and willingly do it. They had to call the radio station and wait on hold forever and be like, please play my favorite song. And people waited to hear it. They had to call 106 System Park and call TRL and be like, waiting. I did it. I waited on the phone.
Let me tell you.
I sent my emails in. I was requesting. Like,
I used to text all the time. But I didn't know what text charges may apply meant, so that's when I got in trouble. Got it. Okay, we won't be doing that no more.
This is before the day of free texting, y'all. The spectrum was then 50 cents a message.
I was going to say, this is when they took away from the minutes from the AT&T Go phone.
Yep. Remember that? It seems like that was ages ago.
You used to go just walk into AT&T, the SIM card and the whole packaging with the phone and the charger, $35, activate the card. You got about $25 on the card. You're good for like at least 2 weeks.
Right.
Nowadays,
niggas
want you to spend $150 on phone bills and shit.
And $1,500 on the phone. But anyways, so like I was just saying, it was a whole different time back then. Like, there's, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't count. Like, the Drake thing, I roll my eyes at that. It's, you never compare Drake's accomplishments to what the Beatles did. Like, and sorry, features don't count. That's not your song. So, number ones that people got back in the golden era, if it was a feature, I really don't count it like that. I'm like, that wasn't really your song. Who's a good example of this? I mean, I feel like I give Nicki a really hard time. I love her, so I give my points about her is because I deserve better and she deserves better. Mm-hmm. But she did the same thing. She tried to hop on the whole thing talking about something. I got more hits than Aretha. I broke Aretha's record. It's like, you don't even have a number one single yet on your own. Like, features don't count. Yes, you wrote your verse on it, but it don't matter. It does not count to somebody like Aretha Franklin who's had to go sing her ass off, you know, a damn club full of white people and beg them to play her music. You know what I mean? Like, it's just two different times. So I get really annoyed with those comparisons. Like, girl, y'all know it's not the same. Stop saying stupid stuff like that.
Just like, I was also having a debate with this podcast group that we was having like a happy hour situation. But they was like, Cash Money got more hits than No Limit, like Master P and everything. So,
I mean, is that not true?
It is true, but, was it? Oh, so these were people down in the South. So they were like going behind. So I don't know. I was just listening. But the niggas that was on the Cash Money side was naming like all Drake songs. But the no, like, because he is technically under Young Money. And Young Money is under Cash Money. And I'm like, and that's what I'm looking at. I'm like, y'all know what these niggas are asking. We're not asking for Young Money. We're saying Cash Money, who is Juvenile, Big Timers, Lil Wayne, like the OGs.
Mm-hmm.
Versus No Limit. Don't be trying to add like Lloyd and
Lemon Baby.
Sometimes I really hate music discussions just because people know what you're asking, but they just want to stay where they are in their brain. I'm like, bro, you know, I'm not asking about no Young Money versus No Limit.
You know better than to be even trying to claim that, because even though Drake is technically still Young Money, we all know that he's left that mindset a long time ago. Y'all still got the contract, but Drake's stuff he's doing now, y'all aren't producing that. It's just your name is literally just on the paper. Drake's, y'all been out the studio with him. I refuse to believe that he goes and sits in the studio with him and he's like, what's my next hit gonna be? Like, he's been past y'all. Y'all brought him to the game and we thank you, but... And the thing is, you didn't have to do all that, because I think just Cash Money Old School could probably still have more hits than No Limit, like if you put them up against each other, like without even putting Drake in there. Like, it's like, you played yourself. But, and I mean, it'd be a close call, but I feel like Drake does not count. That's not yours.
Yeah.
Nicki does not count. That's not yours.
And no disrespect, like, it's just, it doesn't count.
I'll let you keep Lil Wayne. You can have him. That's Cash Money.
Yo, Wayne went hard in the 90s.
Yeah, 90s, early 2000s. Remember that one?
I mean, he's still going
like
hard.
2005, 2006. He was on like 50 features. Like, he was on everybody's song that one year.
When a Millie dropped that year?
That year when a Millie dropped. He had a Millie, and then he was on the song with... She's 5'2". what was the song? You with
She's 5'2" and fine to you, girl. I said those lyrics all wrong. 5'2". That was
but that Lloyd. One. Yeah, that one. What else? He had? I don't know. Even he had a moment for
now,
sure.
Now I'm about to go back into my
Lollipop. Rank. Like,
yo,
there are moments.
I remember purposely going to... Remember Circuit City?
Yes.
I remember R&D. Purposely... Right? Niggas would never know what Circuit City is.
It was everything.
Yo, it was better than Best Buy.
Oh, yeah. Best Buy where? I'm surprised Best Buy is still here. They've been, like... Haven't they gone bankrupt, like, three times and they're still hanging in there?
I don't know.
I feel like they have been. Because Circuit City's gone. H. I feel like
they're the only electronics store, though.
Besides, yeah, Radio Shack gone.
Besides, like, a Target and Walmart and, like, Amazon, but I'm talking about, like, just electronics.
Yeah.
Best Buy.
Did you have Radio Shack up there?
Mm.
Oh, see, Radio Shack was a big thing for a little bit. But, yeah, they're all gone. I think Best Buy's the last one.
I used to love Radio Shack. We used to go get our toy cars from there. Remember the little trucks with the remotes and shit? Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a kid-friendly kind of Best Buy. Like, it had, like, toys and stuff in there, kind of. Like, I remember they had, like, remote control stuff. And
literally the store where you can touch everything and not get in trouble.
Right. The opposite of Best Buy. Don't touch too much.
The opposite. Best Buy just got everything out right now. Yeah, no.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Shout out to the good old days and Toys R Us too, because that was the young kids. Like,
oh man, that was really sad when they went down. That was a moment.
I didn't have no kids at the time, so I didn't buy nothing. But that ain't no excuse, because there's a kid out there that needed a toy. But you know what? Next go round.
Would be better.
You know. All right, we're gonna wrap this up here. A nigga need to go smoke and go drink a little.
Same, and I have to record again like an hour and a half, so I need to eat and smoke again before that one.
Yes. All right, y'all.
My levels are dangerously low. I got to bring them back up.
Yes. Thank y'all for hearing us out on this week's episode of Hear Me Out. The Don B, let the niggas know where the people can find you at.
Yes, guys. So I'm at The Don B on all platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Website to come. YouTube is up. If you want to subscribe to it, ain't nothing on it yet. Maybe like YouTube videos, it's in under development, but it's at The Don B across the board. The same thing with Off Black the Podcast. Weekly episodes on all platforms, wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you for having me. Yes. Yeah, I always love coming on here. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I don't...
I'm honored. Thank you. It was a good one. Sorry, I ramble most of the time. You're fine. What I do.
You dropped some musical gems in here for us, so I appreciate it.
I mean, I be trying.
Just out here doing my shit. Hey, y'all know, y'all can continue to find me at Hear Me Out on all streaming services. This is Hear Me Out on all socials. I was going to say streaming devices, but socials. And yeah, thank you, the Don B, for stopping through with your musical gems and your great knowledge of, you know, just the industry. So thank you once again.
Very proud of your Twitter, by the way. I remember we used, like, we're starting it, and now you live on there. Like, y'all follow him on Twitter. So good. But no, thank you so much. I had a good time. Hey, going out to ladies' night.